Welcome to the podcast, Pastors and Patriots, How Christians Can Save America, with your host, David Baker. David Baker is a former member of the 82nd Airborne Division in the U.S. Army and has been a preacher now for over 35 years. He and his wife have 11 children and 11 grandchildren so far. He wants to do his part to save America so his children and grandchildren can have a country with freedom, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you for listening, following, liking, downloading, and sharing this podcast to help do your part to save America.
Hello and welcome back to episode number 3 of the podcast, Pastors and Patriots, How Christians Can Save America. It is so important for our children, for our grandchildren. This lesson today is going to be exactly that, of why we need to do this and how important it is. So before we get into that, I told you I'm going to start off with some personal stories and things just so you get to know who's running the podcast. And so if you missed any of these, you can go back and get them. Today I'm going to start going through my kids. I have 11 of them. Okay, 11 of them. The oldest is David Curtis Baker. His first name's after me and his middle name is after my grandfather, who was Hubert Curtis Baker, who passed away. And so we named him after him. He's almost 33, and he's a full-time chaplain at the Murray County Jail. For 30 years or so, I've been either volunteer or the full-time chaplain. And so I was able to train him, be the assistant chaplain, and then he works there full-time. And we run a men's home to help guys when they get out of jail to put their life back together. It's called Onesimus House, which is named after the guy in Philemon. Out of 66 books in the Bible, one whole book is written to help one guy get out of prison, put his life together. Tell me God doesn't care about these people. So we have a great ministry, and he runs that inside the jail. They had a lot of people saved, and this week they had a baptism service. 26 men were baptized inside the jail. Beautiful, precious thing. It's called Restoration Jail Ministry. You can go follow it if you would like, and feel free to help encourage and support them. He's married to Victoria. They've been married 11 years, just had an 11-year anniversary, and a great lady, and they have one son. His name is David Clayton Baker, same initials as my son, David Curtis Baker, and he goes by Clayton because there are too many Davids around. So, but little boy is precious. He's my oldest grandson, and so blessed to have them, to serve the Lord with them, to serve the Lord with my children. There's just, serving God is awesome. Serving God with family, there really is just nothing better. So we so appreciate and thank God for that. Last week, the quote, I'm going to give you a patriotic quote every week, with George Washington. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Last lesson, we talked about separation of church and state. Like, oh, yes, I got to be totally separate. Then you better tell the founding fathers that, because they're quoting the Bible, putting verses on all the buildings and all that. This week is John Adams, okay? John Adams, he said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Boy, that's big. And boy, we're seeing that. The more secular a society is, then you lose the cohesiveness of what our Constitution brings, because people aren't going to obey and live by the Constitution. They're going to want to separate and do their own thing in their own life. And they don't care about the country. They care about themselves and what they can get for themselves, not caring about anything else. A lesson for today comes from 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 16. And so if you want to go read that, it's one of the worst stories in the Bible about the selfishness of man. It's with King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah was a good king. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord most of the time. He was a good king. But at the end of his life, the prophet Isaiah came to Hezekiah and told him that he was going to die. And he told him two things were going to happen. He said, number one, the wealth of the nation is going to be taken. And number two, Hezekiah, your sons are going to be taken away and they're going to be made eunuchs. Can you imagine how bad that would be? He said, everything is going to be taken away. Verse 17 of 2 Kings chapter 20, "Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried away into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord." This nation is going to lose, listen carefully, all of their wealth. A wealthy nation, they're going to lose all of their wealth. Verse 18, "And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Do you understand what that is? A eunuch? a eunuch medically is a man that has been castrated. Okay? A man that has been castrated. God told through the prophet Isaiah to King Hezekiah, Hezekiah, two things are going to happen. All the wealth of the nation is going to be stolen, and your sons are going to be made eunuchs and brought to Babylon. Can you imagine how devastating that would be to hear? What would you do? By the way, Hezekiah, a few years earlier, God came to him and said, you're going to die. And he fasted and prayed and said, God, give me some more years. Give me more years. And God gave him 15 more years because of his prayer. And he asked God for that. Now God just came and said, these two things are going to happen. The wealth of the nation is going to be gone and your sons are going to be made eunuchs. This is horrible. This is horrible, right? What do you think Hezekiah did? Did he fast? Did he pray? Did he put on sackcloth and ashes? Did he beg God? What did he do? Here's what he said. Verse 19. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. What? How in the world is that good? The wealth of the nation is going to be gone and your sons are going to be made eunuchs. Why is that good? He said, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my day? He said it was good because there was going to be peace and truth in his days. That was it. Instead of going to God and asking God to turn that around and beg him, please don't do that. He said, good. As long as there's peace and truth in my day. Listen carefully. This is the problem in our country. So many people, they're okay. I already bought my house. Oh, it's paid off. I got a 401k. I've got a pension. I've got health insurance. I'm good. Okay, the debt of the country is horrible. And our sons are being made eunuchs. I don't care as long as I've got peace and truth in my day. How many people are saying that? How many adults, how many older people are really doing everything that they can to save our nation for our children and for our grandchildren? How many even care? How many does it stir them up at all? It's a big yawn. They don't care. Hey, I'm good. I'm fine. An assistant pastor was in the Marines. He was in Italy. And I don't know if this is a true statement. He would say it all the time. Ami, ami, ha. Like, what is that? He goes, I got mine. And in the military, chow, I got mine. I got my gun. I got my weapon. I've got my whatever it is. Ami, ami, ha. And boy, it seems like that's so many times the way people are today. Ami, ami, ha. I've got mine. I've got mine. And we don't care about our children. We don't care about our grandchildren. Hezekiah, your sons are going to be castrated. They're going to be made eunuchs. And by the way, that's going to end your line. That's going to end your genealogy. No more kids. Castrated, you can't have children. That's going to end your line. I don't care. As long as there's peace and truth in my day, I'm good. How many people live that way? By the way, it's interesting on this story. The two things that were so gigantic in the nation of Israel, what are they doing to our nation today? For Israel, they're going to take all the wealth of the nation. Oh, by the way, what's happening here? What's happening in our nation? How much debt do we have? I'm looking at it right now. You can go to usdebtclock.org. I'm sure there's other ones. U.S. national debt, $34,596,612,100,000. It goes too fast. If you ever watch these things, they're pretty amazing. That's the U.S. national debt. Almost $35 trillion. Can you fathom that? No. No. By the way, under Reagan, it was $758 billion. When Obama started, it was $10 trillion. And now, almost $35 trillion. And by the way, that's really not the true debt. You look at this one, it's the U.S. total debt, counting the unfunded debt, the unfunded mandates, the things that we've passed laws that say you have to take care of, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all those things, they're unfunded mandates. You have to take care of them, but we're not going to give you the funds for it. We don't have the funds for it. Social Security funds are gone. Count of the unfunded mandates, are you ready? $97,945,000,000,000. That's the real debt. Unbelievable. Can we pay it? No. I encourage you to look at that. Spend some time on that. They have U.S. debt. They have it broken down per person, how much that is. It's a mess. It's a mess. The wealth of our country is being stolen. It's being stolen. There are people, and it's documented out there, that have set up and they want America to fall. They want America to fall. I'll get to in a minute the process or what happens in a, quote, democracy or republic. What happens when people can vote for things for themselves. We'll get to that in a minute. But it's sad. The two big things that Hezekiah had, one is the debt of the nation. The wealth of the nation is going to be gone. What's happening to our wealth? I just heard this at a missions conference this week, if I can remember the quote right. The United States has 3% of the world's population. 3% of the world's population, but 41% of the world's wealth. 41% of the world's wealth. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Is it going to stay that way? No. It's going to be gone. When the other countries go off the U.S. Dollar as a reserve currency, do you understand what's going to happen to our nation? The wealth is going to be gone. When we have so much debt, we can't pay the interest. Do you know what happens in a nation when it cannot pay that and you're printing so much money to try to pay that and the inflation just keeps going up and up and up? Listen, we're going broke and there are people that want it to go broke. They're not going to be able to take over our nation any other way unless the nation is dissolved for loose fiscal financial policy. And that's what happens. The other thing, what are they doing to our nation? What is it? Okay. They're making our sons eunuchs. Huh. What's the agenda? What's the agenda? I remember reading years ago in the Christian magazine, they had these little ladies that would watch all these TV shows and count how many times they mentioned this and this, how many curse words, how many times sexual innuendos, how many times homosexual things. It was amazing. The homosexuality, instead of going up 2% or 5% a year, it was going up 4, 5, 600%. It was an agenda to push that on people. That was a couple decades ago. Now, every show has got to have that. Got to have the characters in there for that. What are they doing? Listen, if it is same-sex relationships, there are no children that are born out of that. What are they doing? They're making them eunuchs. Transgender, what are they doing, transgender? Giving them puberty blockers. What is that? Puberty blockers are what they give sex offenders to chemically castrate them. Castrate them? They're making them eunuchs. Surgery, bottom surgery it's called. What are they doing? They're making them eunuchs. Isn't that amazing? The two things in Hezekiah's day, the debt, the wealth of the nation is going to be stolen, and the sons are going to be made eunuchs. What's happening today? Not even getting into the, quote, jab, and what that does, and how that is going to bring the ability of people to be able to have children, what that's doing, and the big deal that that is. What are they doing? Wow, stealing the wealth of our country and sterilizing and making eunuchs of our children. But as the guy said, good is the word of the Lord. How come? Peace and truth in my day. Peace and truth in my day. It is so sad. It is so wrong. It is so bad what's going on. But so many people do not care. They do not care. What is the goal? What is the plan? To people to take over our nation, they realize in our country, there are too many people who still believe the Bible, who are still patriots, who still believe in the Second Amendment, and they can't get that away from us. So what do? We're going to have to crash the economy. We're going to have to crash the country. We're going to have to crash the national debt. We're going to have to crash that so we can govern the way we want to, because there's too many people in America that are not going to give up their guns and they're not going to go away. They believe in a constitutional representative republic. And so now what I'm going to give you this quote. I spent a lot of time looking this up. It's been attributed to Alexander Fraser Tyler. It's also been attributed to Alexis de Tocqueville. And then some people said it's just a made-up quote. I don't care. The quote is real. And you can watch history and be able to see this, okay? And so here it is. A democracy, and we're using that loosely, a democratic representative republic, okay? Democratics where we get our representatives. But a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury. And with the result, that democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations is 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence. Listen to this and think about our country. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. Let me read through that list again, and I'm going to stop and talk about where we are. From bondage and spiritual faith. Hey, were the American colonies and the people and the citizens back then underneath the crown, were they in bondage? They felt like that, and they had to take off this government that was over them, of the monarchy. They were in bondage. They, taxation without representation. When you look and see all the things that were listed in the Declaration of Independence on the bondage they were in to the crown, they said, we have to get rid of this. They believed and felt they were in bondage. So now what came next? Spiritual faith. Our God can give us independence. The preachers, the Black Robe Regiments, we'll talk more about that, had spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage, we, the colonies, can go against Great Britain. We can go against the crown. We can go against the king, and we can win our independence. That took some amazing courage for this fledgling little group of 13 colonies to go against the greatest war, the greatest nation in the world at the time. So they went from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty. Give us liberty or give us death. They had liberty, the Statue of Liberty, the Liberty Bell, the freedom, the liberty. That's what they were fighting for in that Declaration of Independence. They had liberty. After liberty, what came? From liberty to abundance. Boy, you look at our country. Have we had that? The abundance of a nation. From liberty to abundance. No nation has been so blessed in America with abundance. From abundance to what? Selfishness. Same way Hezekiah. Rich country. The wealth of all the kings all put together is going to be taken away. From abundance to selfishness. Peace, good and peace, peace and truth in my day. I'm okay. I got mine. I got my 401k. I got my retirement. I got my pension. I got my house. I'm okay. Abundance to selfishness. From selfishness to apathy. We don't care. I'm not even going to vote. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to help out. I'm not going to do what I can. From apathy to dependence. Now we're dependent upon the government. And from dependency back into bondage. Wow. Can you see the progression of America? Where would you say we are? Apathy to dependence. We don't care about the debt we're leaving to our children and grandchildren as long as the government check comes for us. As long as we've got peace and truth in our day. As long as I still got my Social Security. As long as I got my 401k. As long as I'm still okay, I'm good. We're not worrying what our children and grandchildren are going to go through. Sad. It's sad and absolutely maddening. When will people realize this and rise up and do something about it? Who knows? Much of what the government spends our money on isn't even constitutional. The federal government is supposed to basically be limited to protecting our life, liberty, and property, the pursuit of happiness, which it was changed. It was property. Anything not given to the federal government by the state government was to be left to the states. The 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Listen carefully. The federal government is only supposed to do the things the states gave it power to. Our country is so different than every other country. Our rights don't come from the government. They come from God, our creator. Okay, we'll talk more about that. No country is like that. The rights come from the king. The land comes from the king. He owns it all. No, our rights come from our God, from our creator. They're inalienable. They can't be taken away from us. The federal government was created by the states, and the states gave the federal government, these are the things that you're supposed to do. And anything we didn't tell you to do, then that stays back with the states. Can someone show me where did we give the federal government the right to take care of education? It wasn't. Social problems? It wasn't. Welfare? It wasn't. Marriage? They just made, quote, same-sex marriage law of the land. It's not a law, but a decision, but it's effectively a law. We didn't give the federal government marriage. Healthcare? We didn't give it. Vaccines? Masks? Just to name a few. We never gave the federal government the right over those things, and they've taken it. How much better off would our country be if the federal government just focused on protecting our life, our liberty, and our property? Most of what is making us go broke as a nation is the federal government got involved in it, and it's not supposed to be. Are you okay with the way our country is? Because you think as long as it's okay in your day, you'll be fine? By the way, you don't know it will be. And even if it is for you, what about your children? Are you okay with your children and grandchildren being made eunuchs, being made slaves, being taken away, going into bondage, having a dictator? Are you okay with your children and grandchildren living under that? If you're not, then we need to do something. In ending, we're going to say this every time. The three big things to save America. If my people, which are called by my name, we Christians better get right with God. Number two, people need to be saved by accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. Christian, if you care about our nation, then you better be showing people how to be righteous, how to be saved, how to trust Jesus as their Savior. If you need a place to go, go to 5-16-30.com. 5-16-30.com. What does that mean? Go there. You'll see it and find out. And last, do something. Vote. Help good candidates win. Run. Do things what you can do to be able to help. And like good Democrats, vote early and vote often. Okay? That's the joke. Christians, let's do what we can. Let's not be like the Hezekiah. Peace and truth in my day, I'm fine. No, let's be like the patriots who want to make sure we're willing to sacrifice so our children and our grandchildren can have freedom and liberty and the nation that we want them to have. God bless you. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, please send them to ChristiansCanSaveAmerica@gmail.com or go to the website www.ChristiansCanSaveAmerica.com. And again, thank you for listening. Please share this with your friends and family so together we can save America.